Hi, I'm Heather Monthy from the About the Tea in STEM podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 116 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters here at my house in West Central Indiana. Wanted to let you know before we started that the Ditch That Textbook Digital Summit is getting really close. It's my free online conference for teachers that we do every year. There's going to be more than 50 video presentations you can watch and get free certificates of completion for professional development credit. So you can head over to DitchSummit.com to get all registered. DitchSummit.com. So today, I want to talk a little bit about a way to get teachers involved in technology a little bit easier if they're a little bit reluctant or hesitant. I think sometimes it's easy to think, oh, we're going to use technology in the same way that we've always taught before. You know, I've seen teachers go, okay, I'm going to take this worksheet that I did and I'm going to digitize it. You know, digitize all the things that we did before. And of course, the best ways that we can use technology are the ones where we're using it in a way that amplifies and makes learning better instead of just copying over what we always used to do. One really sort of easier way to start to wrap your brain around that is to do an upgrade, like an activity upgrade. So the one way to do that is to think about an activity that you've done before, maybe something that has been successful, or maybe something that's been less than successful and you want to improve on it. And take that and figure out what you like about it and then try to improve on it just a little bit by using technology. So I want to share an example of this with you today. And this is one that I like to do with Google Drawings. If you're not familiar with Google Drawings, I always think that Google Drawings is kind of like a big digital poster board where you can add text and images and shapes and lines and stuff like that and then save them as image files. So when it comes to the activity upgrade, one thing that a lot of teachers have done in the past is posters. You know, I think so many of us have done that poster project at some point in our lives. And if we want to help encourage, especially those teachers that are trying to wrap their brains around technology, or if we want to use this in our own classes, if we've used technology for a while, one good upgrade, I think, is to try the interactive poster. We can call it the digital interactive poster using Google Drawings. So here's the idea behind it. It can kind of start like a regular poster project. You know, with the poster project, you think about, you get the poster board, you get your markers and your glue, and you print some pictures off on the printer to cut out and paste in. Of course, for those of us in the old school, we remember going down to the library and getting magazines so we could cut pictures out with that. And part of the problem with the poster project was that it was all the content that would fit on the board. And it was kind of static and finite in that way. Well, if we decide to do one of those technology upgrades and create a poster using something like Google Drawings, it allows us to think differently about the task. So what that means is, now we have access to all of these different fonts for text. We have all these different images that we can access through Google searches. But what we can also do is we can add links. And so now this is where the upgrade part, I think, comes in, where we're able to do things differently and better than we did without the technology, before the technology. Let me stop and park on that for a second. We're able to do things better with the technology than we did before. We're able to make that upgrade. I think that should be the fundamental basic focus of using technology in the classroom, that we're looking for a way to improve that learning. And so in that case, now we can link out to articles, we can link out to videos, we can link out to audio files, and now it becomes this poster. You know, poster projects are pretty static. This poster project has become kind of like an interactive, clickable, multimedia poster. It's an upgrade from what we did before, but it still keeps a lot of those same features that we liked about the poster projects. So I've got a post, like a blog post, all about Google Drawings interactive posters. If you head over to ditchthattextbook.com/blog and you search for interactive posters, you should be able to find it pretty easily. It's even got a little tutorial video that'll walk you through it. So digital interactive posters with Google Drawings. It's a technology upgrade on an existing activity, and it underlines that idea of what can we do with technology that makes learning better. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find a show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.